Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim and Agoda, and Bifrat, the Avodas Hashem of Leil HaSeder, based on the Torah of Agon Agodol Ve'at Tzadik, Rav Yankiv Moshe Charlap. This Shiur should be a special schus, L'Refuas, Yitzchak Chaim Yechiel, Ben Esther, and Rav Yishayahu Mordechai Ezra, Ben Rachel Tvoira, and Rav Mordechai Ben Sara, and Reb Alexander Yisrael ben Chaya Marta. They should have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem, and refuas hanefesh v'refuas haguf, and also Harav Zev Chaim ben Chaya Edel for Shlema, Harav Rav Yosef Rav Moshe Chaim for Shlema. So we are in the Haggadah of the, as I said, of Rav Yankov Moshe of the Meimarim, and we're on page Nun. Says the Rav, Hinei milvad ha-bchira shebiyad ha-adam b'chol rega v'rega, hayta bchira miyuchedet b'tchilat ha-yitzira. V'chol davar v'davar shenotzar az, bachar la'atzmo tzurat yitzirato, v'nitratza b'chol ofen shehu, liyot hora'a l'gilu yicholto yitbarach. Kol ma'aseh v'reishit, b'komatam nivru, l'da'atan nivru, l'tzivyonan nivru. Besides the choice that we have every moment, there was a special choice at the beginning of time, and everything that was created chose the form of his creation and agreed to it, that he is going to show and display the omniscience of the Ribbono Shel Olam, as it says in Rosh Hashanah 11a, that all Ma'aseh Bereishis were created. Not only were they created complete, but they were also created lidaaton, based on their das. They were asked, "What's going to be your tzuras yitzira? Who are you going to be?" So, according to this understanding of the Gemara, we were asked, "Am I going to be a boy? Am I going to be a girl? Am I going to be rich? Am I going to be poor? Am I going to be smart? Am I going to be not as smart? Am I going to be athletic? Am I going to be musical?" So it's Ladaitan. So that was the Bechira we had from the get-go. Yisrael Am Kedosho Bacharu Az La'atzmam Liyot Am Hashem U'bishvil Zeh Notzru B'tchunat Avadim She'yisod HaMechuvan Bazeh U'Liyot Avdei Hashem U'Vezeh Yu Mishuchrarim Mikol Avdut Acheret Ulam Im Einam Yodim Lehishtamesh B'tchunat Avdut Shelahem Ba'avur Hu Madregatam The Jewish people chose to be the nation of God, and because of this we were created as servants, and we, the foundation that was intended with this was that we should be Avdei Hashem, and with that we will be free from all other Avdus. As is well known, that if one is an Eved Hashem, he's free from all other Avdus. And if one is not an Eved Hashem, then he's an Eved to everything. Ulam imeinam yodim l'shtamesh b'tchunat avdut, if they don't know how to use this avdus for their high madrega, to be avdei Hashem, instead they're going to be avdei avodim. Umikan kol ha-shiabut shelahem l'faro b'mitzrayim. And this, from this came all of their servitude to Paro in Mitzrayim. Mekevan shekol tchunat ha-avdut shel Yisrael hi echleitit, al ken gam ha-avdut b'Mitzrayim hayta echleitit, ki ze l'umat ze asa Elokim, b'ofen shekol eved b'Mitzrayim eino yotzei misham le'olam. And since the whole nature of avdus of Yisrael is absolute, therefore their avdus in Mitzrayim was absolute. Because that's who the Jewish people are. We're an absolute, not absolute vodka, we're an absolute people. And therefore, no Eved in Mitzrayim could leave forever, as it says in the Zohar HaKadosh. Because that's the nature of Mitzrayim. That Mitzrayim, you stay forever, and that's why the Jews, Dafka, were there. Because that's our nature. Our nature is to be complete Avadim, so we get to choose who we're going to be Avadim of. V'lazot, and you see that in the world, incidentally, that's... Everybody is servile to something or somebody. It's going to be a person's phone. It's going to be a person's food. It's going to be a person's job. It's going to be a person's car, his house, his mortgage, his friends, the society, the community. He's going to be meshubah to something. Or a person can say, listen, I'm not meshubah to anything. I'm only meshubah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's my only shibud. And then he's free from all the other shiabudim. Am Yisrael, we're a nation of slaves. Ein ma la'asot. We just get to decide who we're. That's how we chose. We just get to decide if we're going to be slaves of Hashem, which is what we really want to be, or we're going to be slaves of something or somebody else.
V'lezot kol ma shemetamtzim la'argish biyoter et ha'yitziyah me'avdut. Hein ha'avdut lezulato ve'hein ha'avdut la'atzmo. לראות את עצמו כאילו יצא ממצרים, יותר זוכים לגלות את תכונת העבדות אשר בה נוצרו להיות עבדי השם ולא עבדים לעבדים.
And therefore, the more we make an effort to feel this yitzia, this going out from avdus, both the avdus to others and the avdus to ourselves, to our own ego. So we have to see ourselves as if we left Egypt. We are now free. Leaving Egypt is complete freedom. And that gives us this tchuna of being free and being only avdei Hashem and not avadim la'avadim. As mamshich harav lefichach anachnu chayavim lehodot lealel leshabach lefaer, as we say in the Agoda, you cover the matzis, you hold the coast in your hand until Halleluka, and therefore we have to thank and praise and glorify.
מלבד, אומר הרב, הכוחות הנגלים שבבריאה הם נפלאות הטבע, ישנם כוחות נעלמים, חבויים וגנוזים, ומהם כל גילויי הניסים והנפלאות, וכל מה שמסתכלים יותר בגדולת פליאת הניסים ומתפעלים על ידם להודות, להלל, לשבח וכולי, מתעלים ומתקרבים ביותר אל זיו קדושתו הנעלמה, ומגלים בזה את עולם הניסים בהוויה, שאף הכוחות הנסתרים הם הניסים יהיו תדירים ונגלים בה.
Besides the revealed kochos in the Bria, the wonders of nature, there are hidden kochos that are stored, that are encapsulated within the Bria. And from them come the revelation of all the wonders. And the more we look at the greatness of the miracles, and we have wonderment about them, we have to live in a state of wonder. That's what people lost today. Everything is so mechanized, automated, computerized, scientized. We lose our state of wonder at creation. So the more we look at the wonders of the miracles, and we have the spoilers from them, we have wonderment to thank Hashem for them, to praise Him. So we come closer and closer to the hidden Kedusha, and we're Megala the Olam HaNisim. The more we appreciate the Nisim, the more we reveal the Nisim. That even the Kochos HaNistarim, the Nisim, will be constant. That's really what I'm saying. Kadosh Baruch Hu is limitless. So why are we limited by nature? Because we limit ourselves. But the more we live in this world of Nisim, and we appreciate the Nisim, we're Zochet to the Nisim. Know that Hashem is running everything. He'll show us He runs everything. We'll have constant Nisim.
V'hitalut Zayna ba'a lefi erich ha'ma'asim. כי אם הרבה הרבה למעלה מזה.
This is alus, this elevation isn't according to the isn't commensurate to our actions, but rather it's much much higher.
מתעלים ומתרוממים בלי גבול.
We are elevated and exalted without a limit,
ומידן without an amount.
ומתענגים על זיו הודו יתברך. And then we will take pleasure in the splendor of the Blessed One's glory. Wow. So that's what it means. Lefikach, therefore we have to thank Hashem. And in that zchus, we'll be zochet anisim. Right? We thank Hashem that He took us out of Egypt and He did all these miracles, and then we're zochet to more anisim. Those are the kochos that are encapsulated, like we have. We know there's so many in every little bit of creation. There's so many atoms flying around. There's so much energy there. There's also spiritual energy.
ואז אנחנו ממשיכים, and we say, הוציאנו מעבדות לחירות.
You took us from servitude to freedom. מיגון לשמחה. From yagon, from this sadness. Joy. Me'eva from morning to yomtiv to a good day, to yomtiv. From darkness to a great light. From shibud, from servitude to redemption.
V'nomar lefanav shira chadasha aleluka.
And we'll say this new song. May Hashem be praised.
Omer Rav, Ritzon ha-Mitzrim haya la'asot et Yisrael la'avdei olam. Shiyuhem uvneihem uvnei vneihem v'chol asher lahem mishuabadim lefaro. ושבשום אופן לא יוכלו לצייר להם כל מציאות עצמית, ותמיד יהיו כלואים בחושך וצל מוות, ובעל יראו אור ולא ימצאו את אושרם, כי אם בשיעבוד שהם משועבדים להם.
The desire of the Mitzrim was to make the Jewish people eternal slaves, that they and their sons and the sons of their sons and everything they have will be subordinate to Paro, and that in no way they can think that they should have any personal mitzias, and they will always be bound in prison in the darkness, in the shadow of death, and they won't see light, and they won't find their happiness only with the shibud. That's what they wanted to make us. They wanted to make us for Brenta Avodim. They wanted to make us slaves through and through. That we shouldn't think that we have any of what we are on Mitzias. We have our own existence. And therefore they gave us this Avodah Kasha. And they were mavid us b'farech, b'choymer, b'levenim, b'chol avoyde b'asadeh. And then when the Mitzrim saw that we have any musug of Atzmius, we have any concept of independence, of self-identity, hosifu lachbid alayhem et avodah. They added avoda. They said, no, you guys, you're a bunch of slaves. You don't have any life. And they said, get a life. We don't have a life. Our whole life is our servitude. That's who we are. That's what the Mitzrim wanted to make us believe.
V'kol kach pa'alu ha-Mitzrim alayhem. עד שכל הציורים שלהם היו אך ורק עבודה ושיעבוד.
And the Mitzrim were so poel on us. They worked on us so hard until all of our ציורים were just avoda, were just shibud. That's our concept of life. Life is servitude.
ואפגע מנחתם של ישראל בזמן ההוא ושבתם שעלתה האלוקים הייתה מן העבודה, היינו שיעלה בידם למלא את תפקיד העבודה שלנו לפרעה למצרים ולא יהיו מוכים ונולקים במכות רצח ואכזריות.
That's what it says in the pasuk. The Rav says in Moreh Degevorot, and it says ותעל שבתם אל אלוקים בפני העבודה, because the hard work, in other words, they just forgot their whole life, which is let me get my job done, let them stop beating me up, let me be a good servant. They lost any sense of self that they're much higher than that. But it was just min avodah. They cried out to Hashem min avodah. That's what it means. May avdus l'cheis, took out of this avdus. What does it mean? You took us out of avdus. So that was our whole essence. That we forgot who we were. We forgot that we were this elevated people. That's what the Nazis yimach shemam also try to make us do. They try to make us forget who we were. To strip us of any sense of dignity, of humanity. And we're not just humans, we're superhuman, we're the Jewish people. And they wanted us to feel like a bunch of dogs, or worse. Not or worse, worse. And that's what the Mitzrim try to do to us also, to make us, that's all we want. All we want is, God, let me just get this job done. Let me just put on 5 more bricks today so that this Egyptian doesn't smack me up again. That's all we wanted. That's how low we got. And we don't realize we're kings. We're b'nei melachim. We're a holy, dignified, royal nation, regal nation. And they brought us so low, so our vote is to feel our hechakite, to feel our elevated state. Hashem took us out of Abdus. He brought us to Cheres.
Mamshich Harav, לוחני העבדות להשם יתברך שאינה נתונה בחושך וצל מוות ועול ברזל,
אלא עד רבה. העבדות הזאת היא החירות היותר עליונה, וכל מה שאיננו זוכים לעבוד אותו ולשמור את כל חוקיו ומשפטיו, ואנו מרגישים ביותר התבטלותנו והשתעבדותנו אליו, ומכירים כי כל הקניינים שלו הם ולת לנו מגרמנו כלום. יותר ויותר הננו מושרים ומרגישים את נצחיותנו ועצמיותנו.
It is not so the Avdus to Hashem. That's not a world of darkness and the shadow of death and a yoke of iron. But on the contrary, this Avdus is the highest level of Chayrus. That's Chayrus, is to be an Eved Hashem.
אני עבדך בן המסך פיתחת למוסרוי.
I am the slave, the son of your maidservant. You open up my shackles.
What does that mean?
I'm your slave and you opened up my shackles?
If you're a slave, then you're in the shackles.
No! That's the freedom! That's the Chayrus Elyona, to be an Eved Hashem, to be free from what is he going to say about me? What does she think about me? Who cares?
You're an Eved Hashem. You're not enslaved to anybody.
And the more we guard Hashem's laws and statutes, we feel our nullification to Him and our subordinates only to Hashem. And all that we have is from Him. And then we're happier, we feel our eternity, we feel our sense of self-identity.
תכונת בן ותכונת עבד מתמזגות בנו יחד לגלות את דבקותנו המוחלטה והאמיתית בחיי העולמים ברוך הוא.
And this quality, this nature of being a son and being an Eved are meshed within us together to reveal our complete dvekus and true dvekus with the life of all the worlds, blessed be He.
ואומנם בהיותנו במצרים נשרשה בקרבנו תכונת עבדות,
אלא שעדיין היה צורך להחליף את העבדות האפלה הזאת לעבדות של אור גדול וגאולת עולמים.
וזה השגנו בשעה שיצאנו ממצרים.
הוציאנו מעבדות לחירות, מיגון לשמחה, מאבל ליום טוב, ומאפלה לאור גדול, ומשיעבוד לגאולה במיר מצרים.
The tchuna of avdus, this quality of being eved, was within us. And what we had to do is we had to exchange this dark, depressing avdus to the great light and eternal redemption.
And this is what happened when we left Egypt. God took us out of this avdus and He brought us to Chayrus, to being His eved.
Miyagom, the sadness, to simcha.
This Eidel this morning to Yom Tov, and from darkness not just to a light but to a great light,
much better than we ever had before, and from Shibud, from being servants, to Geula, from servitude to redemption.
How beautiful this is, and we should be Zoche. We should be Zoche to leave this Avdus of Mitzrayim and of all the Mitzrayims that we live in today, and to be Avdei Hashem, to free us from all other forms of servitude, and to make us truly free.
And that's what happened on Leil Pesach, and we can chop that every year. Every year it's out there for us to grab in our souls. That's the Avodah.
Okay, sweet friends, hopefully we'll continue. Hashem should give us the koch and the moch and the simchas chaim and the financial means and the menuchas hanefesh to continue these shiurim. Amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.